Are you ready?
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Happy Hour Show with the Tiki Man. Brought to you by Diablo Creek House Concerts in Diablo Creek, Inglewood, Florida. Hope everybody's having a great day. It is Friday. We made it. Everything gonna be okay. That's right, everybody. A Friday is here. We made it. Everything gonna be okay. It's been a long Friday, too. We got the lovely and talented Danny Hoy in the studio.
Good morning.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Happy hour.
Welcome to Happy Hour. The original hippie chick is here.
Hey, y'all.
Key West Chris is somewhere around in here. Oh, here he is. Coming up to the mic.
I was just hanging out at the Tiki Bar.
There you go. That's what you're supposed to do during the happy hour.
Everyone's got a beer but me. What am I doing wrong?
I believe we can take care of that.
I know where to find it.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Nobody wants to work on a Friday. All you got to do is just tell your boss that the Tiki Man says that it's okay to take off the rest of the day. Everything's going to be okay. Not to worry about it. What could possibly go wrong, right?
Exactly.
Yes. What could possibly go wrong? Welcome to the Happy Hour Lunch with the Tiki Man. We do this each and every Friday starting at noon. And the idea is to bring you the best and newest of Trop Rock each and every week. We do this for about an hour. You just have lunch with the Tiki Man. All this was brought to you by Diablo Creek House Concerts down in Inglewood, Florida, bringing you the best and greatest trop rock and music to the house concert nearest to you, right?
Absolutely.
You guys have been down there and played?
Yeah, and I
several times.
Yeah, several times, and we've stayed with Pablo and Diana. They have a beautiful house.
Yeah.
And just great hosts. We're probably going to be stopping by there on our way back home. So, you know, we're heading in that direction.
Yeah, we were talking about, we went on a hiking trip, and we just got back, I don't know, about 6 minutes ago.
Yeah, we were busting it, you know, trying to get here.
So we were talking about it, that if you guys are going to go down that way, we're going to send a banner and some shirts and stuff down to Diablo Creek, and that'd be great.
Yay!
Yay!
Here, we can do better than that. There we go. Here we go. I have cheese here. What is this?
String cheese.
String cheese.
Isn't there a band called the String Cheese Incident?
It should be.
I think there is. Yeah. I don't know what they play.
It has string cheese and beer. It's like hiking.
It's post-hiking food.
Yeah.
Post-hiking food. Let's have beer and cheese. Why can't we just stay here and drink beer and eat cheese?
Well, I had cheese that was made with beer last night.
Here's some trail mix. Would you like that?
No, I think I had trail mix earlier. So I got a little bit of it on my shoes. So the Shanty Hounds, Key West Chris and Danny Hoy, they have been in the town. We are also calling them, you know, when they go on tour like this, they're called the Hurricane Refugees. And they are been here for a better part of a week now. And,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly a week. And so how's your trip in Chattanooga been?
Oh, it's been incredible. It's been incredible. I've never been to Chattanooga before.
Oh.
And I fell in love with the city. It's got so many great things going on. I mean, naturally, we gravitate towards the bars.
That's right.
But, you know, we went to, on Monday, I think it was, Heather, Danny, and myself headed over and we found one of the Big River Grill.
Brew pubs
or whatever.
Brewery. Big River
yeah.
Brewery.
And they have two locations.
Yes, they do.
And we were at the second location, but every single beer I had of theirs was outstanding. Everyone.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday, we went to the Tremont Tavern. Where we played in an open mic, which the open mic was run exceptionally well by a guy named Mike.
Yep.
And
everything was
very, very well organized. And the place itself is just incredible. Last night, we were at... The
Mellow Mushroom.
The Mellow Mushroom.
Yep.
River
City Parrotheads.
Yeah, they had a gathering, and then you guys really choked me up because they had a raffle going, and at the end of the raffle, they gave the refugees, Danny and myself, the proceeds, and like I couldn't even talk. I was like all choked up.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Everyone here has been so generous, and of course on Saturday you had the benefit for us or the open. House concert.
Yeah, Screw Irma Hurricane Party.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, again, everyone donated to Danny and I, and we're very, very grateful because we're going to be out of work for a little bit. And
we have been out of work for over a week.
We have been
now.
Out of work, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
It's just been really a great, great time here. And Wednesday we were over, we went to the
Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Was that Wednesday? I can't even remember.
Yeah, that was
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yes.
Oh, that was the Terminal Brew House.
And we were at the Terminal Brew House
where we did
a live video for our Facebook page,
Key
West
Beer
Tales, the Sum of All Beers. So, you know, we've been really active and falling in love with your city. And we really love the brew house, too, because it was just nice. It was old. I think the building was from 1908, and that's the type of stuff I like. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
When the walls can tell stories, that's where I like to go.
That's right.
And the choo-choo and the dining car. The dining car,
yes.
That was interesting. The Pizza City Diner or whatever.
Everybody loved our pictures, the black and white pictures we took in the cars.
I think that was the best picture I took with you and Danny sitting across from each other, but
wondering where our lives are
offset
going on the train.
And just completely aloof. I really like that picture.
It has existential and noir written all over it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
One day that'll be hanging in a museum. You know, we'll be dead and gone 300 years from now, and people will be like, I wonder what they're thinking.
Pepperoni or no pepperoni.
Yeah, it's kind of like Mona Lisa, you know. She's got that little bitty
smirk,
and you're like, just what was said right before that moment, you know. But anyway, so, you know, obviously our thoughts and prayers continue to go out to everybody down in the Florida Keys, Big Pine Key area, especially, was hit pretty hard. And so, Chris and Danny, I know everybody's kind of anxious. We've only got an hour here for the Happy Hour show, but we want to give everybody as much as an update as we can from what you know, from a perspective of what you guys from Key West, what you're hearing, and pass that along to everybody.
Okay, I did not go on the hike. I hung around here. I was trying to work on a song and sitting out at the tiki bar. But my friend Steve Kregel called, which we hadn't heard from Steve until just now. This is probably about a half hour ago he called me. And he told me that our yard is a mess, but everything is intact. He's been inside of our house, by the way. I didn't tell you that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has keys to it, so... And we have keys to his because we take care of each other's dogs.
That's
we
right.
We only live a couple of blocks from each other. But he's been in the house. He said the house is fine. So we're really, really thankful for that. He said the yard's a mess. We lost our banana trees.
Oh.
Well, that's expected, and they'll grow back.
Yeah.
Our fences are intact, which is good, which means the dogs can still run around, and we don't have to worry about that. So, you know, we have some cleaning up to do, but in short, we're okay. My landlord, who works for the power company, called me yesterday, and there is power to our house, our section. We live in the business district of Key West, and that was the first focal point that they had in getting back working again. That area is 100%. There's still other sections of town which they're still trying to get power in, and that should happen within the next day or two. We have a desal plant, which is for emergencies, which is out on Stock Island. During the hurricane, that blew out 3 transformers of the 4. They've repaired them. Stock Island, he said, is going to have full water power today. And for those who don't know, Stock Island is the next island up from Key West. And they're anticipating water back in the next couple of days to Key West. Their biggest problem is trees that have fallen and broken the lines. They've lost 3 million gallons worth of gasoline. Yeah,
hello, water.
Of water.
Yeah.
Gasoline is now back in town. Three gas stations had gas, according to a friend of ours, Maggie. She also told me that Publix is open, which is wonderful.
That's a big deal, yeah.
There is still a curfew, and they're not allowing people. Steve was telling me they're still not allowing people in, so you're stuck with us for a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well,
I'm
happy about that.
Yeah, I'm happy about that as well.
The 3-day rule isn't applying here?
No.
It's too late now. We've already doubled that.
We actually have that rule that does, you know, and they know who they are, but no, it does not apply to you guys. Well, good. You know, it sounds like things have slowly, you know, we've been hearing from our friends. Gary Eck, you know, who's down there, you know, the sound man from Hell from 104.9 The X. We finally heard from him yesterday, and we were very excited about that. Steve Corrego, a couple of days ago, he finally popped in. And, you know, all of our friends are scattered all over the place. Brian and Michelle, I think, are still down in South Florida somewhere.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when I was talking to Steve, he said that the 801 Bourbon Bar, which is a well-known gay bar in Key West, has been serving all kinds. They've not stopped serving food throughout the whole time. It's free to everybody. He was telling me the food they have, they're having like shrimp and salmon and ribs. It's like all top-notch stuff. So
very cool.
Hats off to 801.
Wow. I guess they must have had some really good generators.
Apparently, and he told me it was donated from one of the restaurants, and I forget which one at the moment. I'll think of it. I'll suddenly blurt it out so I don't forget it again. But, yeah, one of the restaurants donated it, and they're cooking it all up.
Wow.
And it's free if anybody is in Key West and they can hear us. 801, they've got free food, and it's really good food.
Well, I mean, you got to love the spirit of Key West and people pulling together. I mean, I actually think that you guys did the right thing by getting out of there.
It was the right thing for us.
Yeah, it was the right thing for you. Yeah. For some of the other people, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, everybody's got a choice to make, and I'm glad you guys have been here safe and sound. I'm glad you've been able to hang out with us and see my hometown for a change and meet all the people and have a good time. You know, work on your book, work on some music, go meet some of the new artists in town, that play locally here. I think it's been a really cool adventure for you guys, so I'm really, really glad. Mm-hmm.
But we're very, very grateful. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to get started with a little James Slater. How about a little Key West address?
Yeah.
Hey, we have one.
There we go. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Hour is here.
Down on the corner of Angela and Duval, there are hustlers and buccaneers. The sound of music is in the air from the street side of balladeers. Calypso poets pay their rent, so be generous with the oak tip jar. While up the road, millionaires buy up homes with 10 by 12 foot yards. Me, I keep things simple. I don't make a ripple. Give me a Key West address, tattooed waitress and a fish that's bigger than the hole in my net. A good bottle of rum, a fine Cuban cigar, life will take care of the rest. Give me a Key West address. Give me a Key West address. There goes Captain Outrageous and the Mango Doctor, Blowfish Ed and Surfer Jeff. We feed our families with the bounty of the sea. It don't get better than that. And we don't have a town drunk. We all take turns. The back room at the 801, the chicken store, and the scrub club is where we live and learn. Give me a Key West address, a tattooed waitress, and a fish that's bigger than the hole in my net. A good bottle of rum, a fine Cuban cigar, life will take care of the rest. Give me a Key West address. Give me a Key West address. Everybody shares the sunshine, rich or poor, young or old. Everybody wants a good time. That's what we're all looking for. Oh yeah! Address, a tattooed waitress and a fish that's bigger than the hole in my net. A good bottle of rum, a fine Cuban cigar, life will take care of the rest. Give me a Key West address. Give me a Key West address. Give me a Key West address. Life will take care of the rest. Selling t-shirts and cigars, beans and rice, fresh grill on the grill, mahi mahi. And the girls are dancing on the streets, and they're scootering, scootering, scootering around. Bouncing, sunshine, beauties, little sexies, rum, margaritas,
margaritas. That's right. Obviously, the theme of the show today is Key West.
Streetside balladeers.
As we begin to rebuild and the water goes away, I mean, that was rough for everybody. It was a very trying time, very scary time for everybody that's involved. And, you know, a lot of people have family and friends and just their little piece of paradise that they go and see once or twice a year. And it was just an amazing experience. That's really what America is all about. It really is, you know, when people come together and help out and take care of everybody, and the rebuilding process is underway.
Yeah.
You know, so looking forward to seeing how things take place. Welcome to the Happy Hour Show, brought to you by Diablo Creek House Concerts, 1430 San Jose Drive, down in Inglewood Drive, or Inglewood, Florida. And we did have a change in the schedule. Coming up, Rudy Cox is going to be there next weekend, I believe, September the 23rd. And we were going to have Pup Morris down there. Let me go down here and look on the 29th. But that's been rescheduled. They did make a post. You can always go over to Diablo Creek House Concerts Facebook page. Keep up with everything going on. They have events page there. But they're really good about keeping you updated on schedule changes. Sometimes things happen. I know Pup Morris was going to come through here and stay on his way down to Diablo Creek. He called me and said, "Hey man, can I use the blue room?" And I'm like, "Absolutely, you know." But as things worked out, he had some other things come up. He's all the way out in Colorado, so a little hard for him to get down there. But he's been rescheduled for 2018, so no Pup Morris show on the 29th. October 8th, the Cabana Dogs will be at Diablo Creek. October the 21st, the Drop Dead Dangerous Band with the girls will be rocking the stage down there. And then Thanksgiving with Corey Young, November the 19th, down at Diablo Creek House Concerts, 1430 San Jose Drive, Inglewood, Florida. Make sure you check it out.
Hola. Hey, this is Pablo from Diablo Creek House Concerts. And you know what they say, drinking Pablo Ritas with Pablo is like smoking weed with Willie. Tiki Man Radio, what could possibly go wrong?
I don't know.
Sensation, crazy kind of little long vacation, wave a feel good rushing over me. Well, I really don't know what day it is, but might give a rip, kind of up and just quit. Maybe I got issues with reality. All right, it just feels like Friday. Every day of the week. Feels like Friday to me. Well, Monday never really paid it much mind. Tuesday's kind of waste of time. Wednesday's when it really all starts sinking in. There's people out there up and down the street who'll pass on Thursday faster than me. Anybody else feeling that way? Raise your hand. All right. Just feels like Friday. Every day of the week. 5 o'clock and I got no place to be. Feels like Friday to me. Well, blue sky, sunshine, everybody's outside. I just felt it, I can't help it. It just feels like Friday. Every day of the week. 5 o'clock and I got no place to be. Feels like Friday to me.
Feels like a Friday, and it is Friday. Welcome to the Happy Hour Lunch with a Tiki Man. Thank God Friday is here. We made it. Everything going to be okay. That's Mr. Scott Connor right there. He's going to join us on the show Sunday, Sunday Mornings with a Tiki Man, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Island Time. Every Sunday we do that show, and he's going to join us this coming Sunday. Actually, we were supposed to talk to him this morning, but we were on a hiking trip out in the woods, and just kind of having a good time this morning, and lost track of time. But I'm going to talk to him later on this afternoon after 2 o'clock, and get caught up with him, and then he's going to join us Sunday. So that tune there is Feels Like a Friday. I love his new music that he sent over. I want to play you another one right here that seems to be burning up the charts. Here we go, Mr. Scott Connor.
I can close my eyes and dream of things that's never gonna happen in my lifetime. Or dream of things that aren't here today, like you and me at Sanibel. And as the sun goes that sand hill. Your long blonde hair blows with the wind, dark brown eyes and suntan skin. Captiva says goodbye today. Palm trees stand like memories, perfect sky with an evening breeze. I need to go back there again. As the ocean sings a song that's made for love, I find myself lost inside your eyes. And I wonder just how long you can love me, as the wind whispers through Australian pines at Santa Bea. Oh, at Santa Bea.
Scott Connor right there with Santa Bell, and that's featuring T. Graham Bell. T. Graham Bell singing along with it. So, man, beautiful tune, and we need to get him down to Diablo Creek. Diana sent me a message. Hey, we've been trying to get him down here for a long time. We are working on the 2018 schedule for Diablo Creek House Concerts. Right now, our good buddy Danny Rosato is going to be down there April the 21st. Barefoot Reggie Sterrett's going to be there January 27th. We're going to start off the year with him. And it looks like we've rescheduled Pup Morris for 2018. So that's going to be, you know, we have to get you guys back down to Diablo Creek sometimes.
I think that's possible.
Yeah, I think that's highly possible. So looking forward to it. But, man, what a great tune. And like I said, Scott's going to join us on the Sunday morning show this Sunday around 11 o'clock or so. And we're going to get caught up with him and a ton of good music that he's got out there. Been making music for a long time. And, really excited about having him on the show on Sunday. So make sure you check that out.
He sounded good.
Yeah, he's really good.
Production and everything is really good.
Now, let's see here. Paul Overstreet's got a Trop Rock song. Did you know that?
No.
I love this song. It's one of my favorites.
I think we just heard this the other day.
Of course, but it was. I think we played it on the show.
Sunday show. I think I played it on the Sunday show.
I like this song.
Love this tune. This one's called "Somewhere in the Caribbean." Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a fantastic lunch. You're just hanging out with the Tiki Man, Danny Hoy, Key West Chris, and the original Hippie Chick.
You went your way, so I had to go mine. I landed here where the sun always shines. Not that you will, but if you ever do, come looking for me, I'll make it easy for you. I'll be somewhere in the Caribbean, being someone you don't care about seeing anymore.
to island, wishing you'd never stop trying to be someone you don't care about being anymore. But the warm breeze is here, been doing me well. I'll always miss the girl you used to be. If she ever comes back, well, tell her for me. I'll be somewhere in the Caribbean, being someone you don't care about seeing anymore. Drifting from island to island, wishing you'd never stop trying to be someone you don't care about being anymore. I'll be somewhere in the Caribbean, being someone you don't care about seeing, missing someone you don't care about being anymore. Your way, so I had to go mine.
Hey everyone, this is Diana from Diablo Creek House Concerts in Inglewood, Florida. Pablo and I are kicking back at our tiki bar, having one of our world famous Pablo Ritas, and listening to Tiki Man Radio. Tiki Man Radio, your trap rock paradise.
every sway. Ooh. And the steel drums play. Ooh. All night and all day. Ooh. Oh, just sit back, relax, and let's drift away. And all gee whiz time. Living on Key West time. Ooh. Living on Key West time. Ooh. Living on Key West time. I ain't never going back from Key West time. I keep living my life on Key West time.
Mr. Jesse Rice, Living on Key West Time is the name of that tune, Key West Time. And we'll all be living on Key West Time before we know it. You put the island back together. The spirit of the Conch Republic is coming alive as we speak.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, and the you know, Key West was really spared. You know, a lot of the utilities are out, and the water's out, and the gas was out, and all that, but the damage seems to be very minimal for us. Up the Keys, you know, I think from Sugarloaf and Big Pine and Cudjoe, they've got some serious things to deal with. And I was thinking maybe, Danny, I haven't even mentioned this to you, but maybe we could organize some type of a benefit for those folks.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know?
Sure, we could come up with something.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can. I'm all about that.
I'm all about volunteering Danny to do these things that I don't have the talent to do.
Yeah, I mean,
I can help a little bit.
You know how it is. I mean, something like that. Everybody's, you know, I could see like a Woodstock thing, you know, coming to play where everybody comes together and have a sigh of relief a little bit. I mean, there's still a lot of people that have lost a lot of things. Down in the Keys, Big Pine Key, Key Largo.
Absolutely, yeah, their whole houses and their livelihoods.
And I'm sure when you guys get back down there and you see it firsthand, it's going to be some of the, you know, just some of the things. The view driving from Miami down to Key West is just something that everybody should do, and you should take your time, take a couple of days, get into the Keys. Getting down to Key West and enjoy all the little mom and pop places along the way. I always recommend people to do that.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Go local.
Yeah, go local and enjoy yourself. There's so much to see in Key West. You know, Duval Street will be there when you get there, I promise. And for everybody that just flies into Key West and never has that experience, they're certainly missing out.
Yeah, and you know, Danny, I know you and I and Dan and Danny Hoy,
yep.
We all go to the one place in Key Largo.
Sunset Cove.
Sunset Cove, which we love to death. And that's on the bay side as opposed to the ocean side, so hopefully there they don't have too much damage.
Yeah, I haven't heard. I actually went over to their Facebook page. There's nothing on it. So I haven't.
Yeah, they might not even have power, so they might be not able to post anything for all we know.
Yeah, a lot of people got out of town, basically, and I think that was good advice. A lot of people stayed behind, and God bless them for that. But I haven't heard anything about that little. I was really worried about it because it's all these little small. If you've never been to Sunset Cove, it's on the right as you're going down, and they have all these little small buildings and stuff. They're concrete buildings, and I think a lot of them are, you know, concreted to the ground. I guess on block, but I know some of them are on. They're setting up on blocks.
Yeah,
you know.
So, yeah, hopefully everything. As a public service announcement, we should tell everybody out there that in Key Largo, the Caribbean Club survived.
That's right.
And it's in good shape, and the Caribbean Club is absolutely one of the best bars.
Yes, absolutely.
In the entire world.
I have another sound effect for that.
You do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
There you go.
There you go.
Crack that can. I'm going to go get one myself. Can I get you something?
Good beer. We did get our workout done this morning.
Yeah. Now we need carbs.
Yeah, now we need carbs. Oh, me. I hope if everybody's listening today, everything is okay in your world. I know everybody's been uprooted and shifted around and done things. You know, it's island life. It's living close to the water. You're going to have hurricanes. And sometimes you're spared and you go through a whole hurricane season and just get a little bit of rain, you know. But you have to respect Mother Ocean and... you know, and all of her glory, and sometimes she turns a little angry too, but that's part of it, you know. It's kind of like a big cleaning, I guess, when a hurricane comes through. But, whew, man.
So the spin cycle.
Yeah, it's like a spin cycle. Yeah. So Jesse Rice, the Pirate Sessions 3 we're featuring today. Key West Time was not on that, but, you know, there's one of the tunes off his new album called When It's Raining in Key West, and we certainly had our share of rain down there over the past week or so. So I'm going to play you that one. This one's brand new off of his latest album, The Pirate Sessions 3. Happy Friday, everybody.
A hurricane may come and wash out Whitehead Street, but we can still move our feet to a coral reef or beat. Well, they all tell me about the sun they get down here. Yeah, they say, sun, it shines 300 days a year. But it's raining in Key West. I know what I'm gonna do when it's raining in Key West. I only wanna party with you. If it's raining in Key West, doesn't matter if the sun don't shine. Cause if it's raining in Key West, we'll have us a hell of a time. Well, my buddies, they all say that I'm way too subtle. So I did a Kung Fu Duval flop in a big mud puddle. And then I sang this song and I strung this old guitar. But it's raining in Key West. I know what I'm gonna do when it's raining in Key West. I only wanna party with you. But if it's raining in Key West, doesn't matter if the sun don't shine. Cause if it's raining in Key West, we'll have us a hell of a time. There ain't no rain checks down here, so round up another beer. Raise your glass and toast to cheers until the clouds they disappear. Cause it's raining in Key West. I know what I'm gonna do when it's raining in Key West. I only wanna party with you. And if it's raining in Key West, I know what I'm gonna do. If it's raining in Key West, I only wanna party with you. If it's raining in Key West, doesn't matter if the sun don't shine. If it's raining in Key West, we'll have us a hell of a time. It's raining in Key West. I know what I'm gonna do. If it's raining in Key West, I only wanna party with you. If it's raining in Key West, doesn't matter if the sun don't shine. If it's raining in Key West, we'll have us a hell of a time.
everyone, this is Diana from Diablo Creek House Concerts, and Pablo and I are very excited about the new Happy Hour lunch every Friday on Tiki Man Radio at noon. The Tiki Man will be playing all new songs from your favorite singer-songwriters. Tiki Man Radio, your trop rock paradise.
I wasn't raised in Baton Rouge. I didn't travel to Chicago. I didn't pay my dues on the bayou, no. But you know, 90 miles south of Key West, they play the blues too. I didn't settle in Miami. I didn't spring break there with you. I didn't listen to old Tammy. But that don't mean that I ain't blue. Cause you know, 90 miles south of Key West, they play the blues too. I know that you have got a problem. That's alright, I got them too. Let's get together, try to solve them. There's not much more that we can do. 90 miles south of Key West, they play the blues too. Grateful that I am here to share with you a music with the greatest meaning, where what ain't said is what is true. 90 miles south of Key West, they play the blues too. Up in New York he gets to nip air. Too much wrangling with the flu. That's why I love old Mississippi. But there's one thing I gotta tell you. You know that 90 miles south of Key West, they play the blues too. Oh yeah, come on, take it.
South of Key West, they play the blues too.
I like that song.
Y'all ever heard that tune?
No. I like it though.
That's a good one.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool music right there. Happy Friday to you, everybody. You're listening to the Happy Hour Lunch with the Tiki Man, brought to you by Diablo Creek House Concerts, 1430 San Jose Drive down in Inglewood, Florida. Diane and Pablo put on a hell of a show down there each and every time they bring people together for nothing more than passion and great music. It's not easy being a house concert venue. There's a lot that goes into it. A lot of pressure goes into it. A lot of plan A's and plan B's and plan C's. All so you can come and relax and have you a nice Pablo Rita.
Sounds like a plan to me.
I know. We've had a few Pablo Ritas down there.
We have, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like smoking weed with Willie.
Yeah. It really is.
I still want my Pablo Rita.
Yes, we got to get you down there so you can have it. Now, we've heard a lot about the Keys, a lot of news coming in and out of the Keys. Has anybody heard anything about Dildo Key?
We heard it was shaken.
We heard they got some batteries.
Yes, we heard that batteries were delivered to Dildo Key and everything is fine.
Yes. Yeah. Three C-cells.
How about a little Key West Chris and Dildo Key? Here we go. Take it down to a different key. Hang on tight. Happy Friday, everybody.
I'm gonna wake up in the morning before that sun comes up. I'm gonna get my things together, fish and poles and all of that stuff. I'm gonna head on down shore side, got a little boat waiting for me. A fishing hole's where I'm gonna go, down in the Florida Keys. All right. A half a dozen miles south-southeast of old Flamingo, I'm gonna motor my way across the Florida Bay. You know that's where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna drop an anchor and catch a wave, cast a line and enjoy the day. You know I'm going fishing, my favorite spot, better known as Dildo Key.
What did you say?
That's right, it's better known as Dildo Key. Now I got a name like that, I can't rightfully say. All I can tell you is that it's out in Florida Bay. And the girls all love it, they like to hitch a ride. They love it best when they're at high tide. Everything is shaking, my favorite spot, down at Dildo Key. Well, you know you have a good time, you would see if you're home. Dildo Key,
huh?
And you can take it next door. There's a real life Johnson for the south to Ramrod Key.
Ramrod? Is that a little Ramrod?
Well, girls all scream and holler about heading down Dildo Key. Shaking all stirred, that's the way they say it's gotta be.
Just make mine dirty.
I don't know how it all came about. Long Key, they all get to stretch it out. Everything is shaking, my favorite spot, down at Dildo Key. All right.
I love kind of the consolador. Oh, yeah.
Well, right next door, there's a neighbor. It's a little Johnson Key.
Did you say Johnson?
And if you go down, way down low, there's three big Johnsons moaning. Drop an anchor on a soft shoal. Before you know it, they'll be screaming for more.
Oh, baby.
Everything is shaking, my favorite spot, down at Dildo Key.
All right, let's go. Gonna be a long day.
Well, man in the boat is ready for a day out on Dildo Key. Eager Beaver can't wait, might not come back for the rest of the day. Got a magic wand, it makes them come. Sure beats hell out of the bag of chum. Everything is shaking, my favorite spot, down at Dildo Key. Well, you know you'll have a good time, you would see if you're home at Dildo Key. And you can take it next door, there's a real live Johnson for the south to Ramrod Key. Everything is shaking, my favorite spot. You know that everything is shaking, my favorite spot. You know that everything is shaking, my favorite spot. Down.
Shake it, baby.
Way down. At Dildo Key.
You got a cigarette?
You're doing everything, and they're doing nothing.
Well, I don't know, but what I do know is that in the staff meeting, Christina said my inventory system wasn't feasible.
She's obviously threatened by you.
When the associate sales manager came back in
it's
the room,
ridiculous,
she told
and
him
I support
the idea
fully.
As if it was hers.
You can't let
and
him get
Teresa
to you.
And then Teresa acts like she's
they're jealous
friends
of
me,
what
but
you
there's
have.
A coldness there
it's
that
nothing
I don't
to do
trust.
With you and everything
and
to do with them.
And I have never seen
her
eat anything.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Is your life being a little too intense lately? Huh? Is your spouse giving you a hard time telling you things to do that you don't want to do because you've got more important things to do that you're already involved with? Is your boss micromanaging every single thing you do at work? Well, perhaps what you should be doing is tuning in to TikiManRadio.com and listen to the soothing voice of Mr. Danny Lynn as the tropical music that he plays breezes through your hair and makes you relax.
Be back at the end of the road before you know it. You know, the Key West spirit is alive and well and starting to come alive down there. And one of the things that, you know, buildings and things like that can be replaced and boats and stuff like that, you know. But I haven't heard a lot of horrible stories of deaths. And, you know, we were really, really scared going into this thing that, you know, a lot of people that we knew personally were going to be in harm's way. And they were in harm's way. But it seems like they've came out of it pretty good, and thank God for that.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, so that was everybody's laughing about your little soundbite we did. You know, and really all I did was push the button, and Chris did all that. I didn't even know he was going to do it. We had a lot of fun with it, though.
We did, yeah.
He's crazy, man.
Relax.
He's a crazy man.
Just relax.
Just relax. Yeah. Listen to the smoothing sounds of Danny Lynn at the top of the music.
A loving
through your hair.
Let me go down the schedule one more time for Diablo Creek so we can get out here and let you get on with your day. You know, I just go back and tell your boss that the Tiki Man said that you could have the rest of the day off, not to worry about it. What could possibly go wrong, right? So, just tell him, just give him my number and tell him to give me a call, and I'll verify all that information for you. But August the 20th, or let's see here, September the 23rd, this coming next week, we're going to have Rudy Cox is going to be there.
Rudy!
Yeah, now you used to, you played some with Rudy Cox, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he has his own band and everything, and
yeah,
a songwriter as well, and he's been playing music for a long time, but I was honored to have him with me for a while, a few years ago.
Yeah.
He played bass and did some songs and stuff. It was good. We played together. It was fun.
Well, very cool. He's going to be at Diablo Creek next week. Make sure you go over to Diablo Creek House Concerts Facebook page, look at the events, and keep up with what's going on. Fit it into your schedule. But whatever you do, make sure you make your way down there. 1430 San Jose Drive, Inglewood, Florida. Let's see here. Pup Morris was scheduled for the 29th. He is not going to be there. That's been rescheduled. October the 8th, the Cabana Dogs is going to be there. Now, that's Rick Schooner McGuire and Jimmy C.
Rich McGuire
and Jimmy C. That makes up the Cabana Dogs. October the 21st, Drop Dead Dangerous Band is going to be down there. I don't know who all is in their band.
I
know the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who the guys are, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah, we'll get some of that information.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
I think
might be more girls.
Great.
Might be
no.
I think it's two guys.
It is two guys.
I saw the picture.
Yeah, I saw the picture too.
All girl band would be fun.
Yeah, I mean, we need more women in trop rock.
Okay? Yeah. By the way, you were telling me that Danny was voted in. She was in the top seven sexiest girls in trop rock, and I beg
right.
to differ. I think she's number one.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's hear it for Danny Hunt.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Absolutely. We got that information from our guy last night. Now, we need to mention him. Is it Ken Whitaker?
Kent Whitaker.
And he has Tiki Beach.
Tiki Beach Radio.
He came to our...
Tiki Beach Shop Radio.
Beach Shop Radio. That's what it is.
It's a shop.
He's actually here in Chattanooga. He came to our River City Parrothead Club we had last night. Big crowd last night. Thank you for everybody who came out for that. Always nice when we get everybody together at the Mellow Mushroom over at Hamilton Place area. And we had a good time with that last night. But he was over there, and so he was looking at his blog, and lo and behold, the top seven, I think... Trop rock female artist, and Danny Hoy was in there, and we voted her to be number one.
Yeah,
so
they didn't have a top 10 sexy men.
I thought they did.
Yeah, well they actually do.
Where did I rank in that one?
Well, it only went to seven, so and I couldn't get the page to go any further. But
it should have been number one.
I think Tim Sharon was number one. Greg Dillard was on there. Barefoot Reggie is on that list. Then they had
Barefoot Reggie's almost as old as I am. I can understand those other guys. You know, they're in their 30s.
Yeah, I think you should be number one.
I think so too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we're going to round out the year so far with Corey Young, November the 19th, and Jesse Rice has played down at Diablo Creek this year. So it's been a good year down at Diablo Creek. Let's see here. Jesse Rice played in 2017, and they're looking to get him back in 2018. So,
good.
Yeah, that'd be good. So go over to Diablo Creek House Concerts Facebook page, check out their events, like their page, tell everybody about it. The main thing is that you come and enjoy the music and support not only Diablo Creek but the trop rock artists. That's what it's all about. They're showing up. They're pouring their heart and souls into these living rooms and backyards and back porches and places, and they want to hear. They want you to hear the story behind a song that they wrote. So make sure you make your way down there. It's very important. But it's time for us to get on out of here.
Oh, damn! Yeah. You know what I was
last
thinking?
Call.
Yeah,
this is our second show with you. We did the show on.
I know
Sunday.
Y'all get to be regulars.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's about high time you started thinking about putting us on the payroll.
I know that's right.
Well, the internet music payroll means that we probably have to pay you.
Yeah.
So I better be careful what we say.
I will have the girls in the front office work up a proposal for you, and we'll get back to you. I'll have my people get in touch with your people.
Yeah, we'll sign it. But make sure it's a good contract.
Yeah, we'll work out a contract. Yeah. You know, it goes backwards and forwards and all that, you know. So, but anyway, thank you so much for joining us for the Happy Hour Show. Again, brought to you by Diablo Creek. We do this every Friday starting at noon. You know, it's been kind of crazy the last week or so with everybody being on the road, being out of internet. You know, some of the music we were expecting for some of the shows or whatever hasn't come through, but it will, and we will carry on. Everybody will carry on.
Yeah.
But, the spirit of the whole state of Florida is alive and well and all the way down to the Keys. So thank you guys for joining us for the Happy Hour show.
Thank you for having us, and thank you to Pablo and Diana of Diablo Creek.
Yes, absolutely. You know,
they're wonderful people. We love them to death.
And I'm going to try and get a word in edgewise and say thank you as well.
Yeah. She's got her babbling boyfriend next to her.
Yeah. He's full of energy. We took a long hike with the dogs, and we're tired.
Yeah.
Well, the other
thing is like, you are number one.
I have a lot of radio experience with Gary Eck.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. The sale man.
Hello, I have a lot of radio experience. I worked at a radio station.
But you weren't on the air.
Yes, I was. An on-air personality. I know exactly how to work a radio station.
Now I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we'll play the Naked song later.
Naked!
Naked!
Yeah. But nothing tastes like a Friday around here, and happy Friday to you. I hope you've had a great week. I hope you had a great lunch, and I hope everything's going well in your world. We'll be back next week. Make sure you join us Sunday for Sunday Mornings with the Tiki Band and the Hippie Chick, 10 a.m. Eastern Island Time.
Monday serves the blues to kick off your week. And Tuesday's menu goes down like a long losing streak. Wednesday sure ain't no soup for your weary soul. And Thursday always leaves me hungry for something more. There's nothing tastes like a Friday at the happiest place on earth. With the frosty mug and some deep fried grub, I think I'll skip the dessert. And nothing tastes like a Friday. Old Saturday will catch up all. So order up another round and pray for Sunday not to call. Monday finds me hanging from a three-day tear. And Tuesday eases up some, but just a hair. Wednesday that fog starts lifting and I can almost see. And Thursday I'm finally feeling ready for repeat. Cause nothing tastes like a Friday at the happiest place on earth. With the frosty mug and some deep fried grub, I think I'll skip the dessert. Nothing tastes like a Friday. Old Saturday will catch our fall. So order up another round and pray for Sunday not to go. Call the waitress over so I can place my order. Must lay those specials on me extra fast if you please. 'Cause nothing tastes like a Friday at the happiest place on earth. With a frosty mug and some deep fried grub and maybe a little Cuervo for dessert.
I love Cuervo.
Nothing tastes like a Friday. Old Saturday will catch our fall. Water up another round and pray for Sunday not to call. And pray for Monday not to call. And maybe Tuesday not to call. Hey ya!
You're listening to Tiki Man Radio, TikiManRadio.com, your trop rock paradise. Have a tropical day, everybody.